The next speaker will be on the left side of the table here, Virginia Sanchez. She's the director of the Citizenhood Native American Program.
My name is Virginia Sanchez. I'm a citizen of the Western Shoshone Nation. And I have been traveling with Honor the Earth campaign, which intends to have 21 stops throughout the country. And the theme is no nuclear waste on Native lands. Yucca Mountain lies within our homeland, the Western Shoshone people. And I'd like to acknowledge a couple of elders that are here, just very briefly. We have Chief Raymond Yowell of the Western Shoshone National Council, Kerry Dan, and Corbin Harney. What's important for all of you to understand is that Yucca Mountain will not work, and that the United States government is actually in violation of even setting Yucca Mountain as a repository. We yet hold title to our land, and you may not all understand this, but the United States legal system basically sidestepped title issue, and they paid themselves for our land, and we yet haven't taken the money. What's important about this also is that our people have a way of looking at the land as our mother. We call it Noosogobia, and that translates literally people's earth mother. And Corbin, who's our spiritual leader, can speak much better to this than I can, but it's against our basic law, law of the creator, beyond law of the land. Our people have lived here prior to the state of Nevada, and we will not allow our land, which is sacred in that area, to be desecrated. With Honor the Earth campaign, I want to thank them very much. I happened to be with them about 8 stops, flew into Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and got to see Three Mile Island as we flew in. And it really knotted up my stomach to know this is the stuff that they're intending to bring to our homeland. We definitely oppose it, and we applaud the folks in Nevada and the citizens for fighting this also. We have received over at least 40 years of fallout contamination just from the testing. And in our own research, we realized that the Department of Energy's post reconstruction study is absolutely lacking for Native Americans, but for all citizens in Nevada, it just isn't enough. And we don't know what that cumulative effect is, but we do know that we've had the thyroid diseases in our communities and leukemia. And so we oppose Yucca Mountain. We think that production needs to be stopped, and you don't move it until you figure out what you need to do with it. Thank you.